Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Katie stumbled upon a story the other day. She's like, we got to talk about this on the air because this is good for dads. And I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the moms are really going to love it.
Yes, they will.
Because it's essentially putting the changing tables, the baby changing tables, into both restrooms. And, yeah, it's actually a Colorado bill that would require the businesses to install baby changing stations.
Damn it.
And, yeah, I think that this is a good move because that's always been an excuse for you guys. There's never been changing tables in men's restrooms. I mean, for as long as I can remember.
I can't
think of any, and I think that that's just something that absolutely needs to change. That should not fall on the mom. Every time you go to a restaurant, it should not fall on the mom to go and change the baby. And
moms love it.
Shouldn't put the baby on the floor to change it for the dad. So moms do not love it. I can guarantee you that.
Moms absolutely love it. It's a nurturing thing.
No, they don't.
It's a motherly instinct to take him into the hacienda bathroom and change.
It's funny because you say it as if the husbands don't want to. One of the women who they talk to in the story here says, my husband lovingly wants to help out and change the baby, and he'll go into the bathroom and come back and say, actually, can you take her? Her husband, Jacob. It's a real person, Jeremy.
He's a liar.
Ashley and Jacob,
he's a liar.
They want to make sure that they share the load.
He's a liar.
Literally
sharing the load. No, he's a liar.
He's
trying to stay in the wife's good graces, but to all of his buddies, he's like, I hate this.
And that's the thing.
I hate it.
It's not just because they're not in men's restroom. They're not in all women's restrooms either. And I will tell you that as you know, having to take Zoe, baby Nana, into restrooms multiple times when she was little, Jeremy, to change her, that is frustrating to have to put your baby on a sink, to have to put a towel down or a blanket down on the floor and change your baby because you have to change your baby. So this, again, is such a good thing all around because it's going to require businesses to have them in both.
It's a horrible idea.
The men and the women's restroom.
You don't want a baby in
a
men's restroom.
This is a bill,
too much hacking and spitting.
This is a bill, I think, everyone can get down with.
I think there's not a guy out there that wants this.
I think so.
No.
I think so. And if it passes,
I got to go vote. How do I get in there and vote?
Well, that's the thing. Is it still in the process? Still in the process.
Who do I need to talk to?
It's just a bill that's being proposed right now. But if it passes, again, all of these expenses are going to be put on the businesses. They have to be in compliance by July 2027.
Let's unite, guys. Let's all meet down at the Capitol next Tuesday. With picket signs and protest this. Or who's with me, fellas?
I think you're alone on
this. Who's with me, fellas?
I think you're kind of alone.
We got to get some money together. Start getting some money under the table that this doesn't happen. We don't need these in the bathrooms.
We do need them in the bathrooms.
Ho, ho. The changing tables have got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Who's with me, fellas? Anyone?
And when you're old and someone needs to change your diaper.
Anyone?
We can vote on that, too.
I hope it's a mom. All right, that being said, it is time for PMI with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting this morning. Who has the pee?
I got the pee today, and the Tooth Fairy must have hit the lottery lately because, Jer, get ready for some numbers here, buddy. A poll of 1,000 parents who had children ages 6 to 12 were recently polled, and they found out that the Tooth Fairy has increased their payout by about 17% over the last couple of years. Children are now normally getting around $6 per lost tooth, and that goes up even more for their first tooth loss, which is almost $10. It varies from $7 to $10 for that first tooth. So if you got teeth losing, whether it's because you're a kid or you're eating too much sugar, Katie, you might be getting a payout of around $7 to $10 now for your teeth.
Not bad. I'm going to start pulling my teeth.
I made the Tooth Fairy give baby Nana $20 for the first one because it was the first one. And I was like, it's a big deal. I want to make sure she feels it. But then you set the standard. And that's the thing. So I understand why the Tooth Fairy has to give a little bit more.
Parents first one's kind of scary.
It is. So you want to make sure it's worth it. And they're not exactly. You take the scaredness out of it.
That Tooth Fairy is rich, though.
Well, or you do like what our Tooth Fairy did last time. And she forgot to show up. So they.
An IOU?
The parents had to get into the kid's piggy bank and pull out a couple bucks. spot the Tooth Fairy a couple bucks from the kid's actual piggy bank.
Did your kid ever find that out?
No.
the tooth fairy yeah, got you back, though, right? She dapped you back?
Well, we might have forgot to reimburse you.
You didn't fill out
that
the form.
That darn tooth fairy needs to be more responsible.
You didn't fill out the form. That's it.
I owe you $5.
We'll get back to it. I'm good for it, I promise.
All right, what's the minus?
Get ready to bring it down, because did you hear about the story coming out of California? So a couple found out that they were being poisoned by their roommate.
Is this the video that's going around?
Yes, with the guy who's spraying Raid all over everything in the house.
What a monster.
So this couple, they had to go to the hospital quite a few times. It was ridiculous. Like, Billy and her husband, David, so they had to make multiple trips to the ER with chest and stomach pain, and Billy actually found out, and David, they had liver damage. And the doctor, that's when the doctors were like, we think you're being poisoned. And so they set up cameras in their house. And the camera is what is absolutely shocking. It is going viral around the social media pages today. But it is somebody spraying down all of the counters, all of the fruit, everything people touch with Raid.
Who does that?
It's horrifying.
This guy's got the face mask on. He's got rubber gloves.
He had like a hoodie, right?
Yeah, he knows it's toxic stuff, so he's not going to ingest it.
How do you not know that this stuff is being sprayed every day, though? Because there's an odor to it in a film, you know?
There is. But that's the thing.
It smells.
Like, I don't know if I'd be able to figure that out without the doctor telling me I have liver damage. I mean, yeah, in hindsight, it's easy for us to say that. But I don't feel like the scent stays as long as the initial spray.
I guess I don't
spray.
Know. Yeah.
You could probably
know.
Get like low scent, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure
there's
some
stuff
way
you can buy.
He made around it. But thankfully, they did find out what was going on, because they interviewed this couple on one of the news stations I was watching. And the woman is like, pale, like you could. She just looks sick, and she's still going through it.
What a psycho!
I know. And again, they're not really coming out. There really wasn't a reason. He just wasn't really in his right mind. And even you gotta just
tripping.
Tip your hats to this couple, though, Billy and David, because they said they hope he gets the help he needs. As much as it is absolutely shocking to all of us, like, we really hope he gets the help he needs. We hope this doesn't happen to somebody else. But thankfully, they look like they should make a full recovery. But gosh dang, that video is.
It's intense. It's so crazy, right, Josh?
Yeah.
I will tell you, good thing, though, that he did this. There's not an ant in that house, though. There's no ants or spiders anywhere in that house.
If you have to look at a positive side, that is it, Jeremy. Way to look on the bright side,
sir. Sometimes you got to look at the glass half full.
Okay.
Don't email me hate messages. I'm just being silly.
Yeah.
Not a spider in that house. All right, let's wrap things up with an interesting, there's this poll online asking people, what's something that becomes extremely attractive after you turn 25 years old? Now, I feel like that age is a little light. I'm thinking this is more 30, 35, but we'll go through some of these. What becomes attractive, let's just say, as you get a little older? Number one, I love this one, having no plans for the weekend. Looking at your calendar, knowing you got nothing going on. Calmness and kindness over drama and high-energy fun. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yep.
When your hair starts to turn a little gray on the sides. Bald guys. Katie was raving about a bald guy the other day.
Yeah, sexy Mr. Clean.
What becomes a little more attractive? They say thicker ladies and men in scarves.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, can you see me coming in on Monday?
Yeah.
How about driving a minivan? Oh, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I saw one that passed me the other day, and I was like, damn, that's a good-looking minivan.
Oh, woo. Up in their game, huh?
To round out the list, a high-quality vacuum cleaner. I love my Dyson handheld.
I need a new vacuum cleaner, shopping around. I'm excited about it.
So, and then, Katie, this is right up your alley, and really mine, too, because this thing gets used nonstop. A high-quality air fryer.
Oh, yeah.
That is living.
You can
right
put veggies
there.
In that thing.
Oh, you can put anything you want in there.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, and something interesting with the most fun morning show in town. We're Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.